Hello and welcome to another in the series of audio programs offered by Children's Mercy Family Health Partners. I'm Chris Bierman, Community Relations Manager with Children's Mercy Family Health Partners, and today we will be talking about our Healthy Lifestyles program, which is offered through Children's Mercy Family Health Partners to educate individuals in regard to having a healthy life, dealing with nutrition, physical activity, and ways that you and your family can become healthy. I will be joined by Beth Wilkes, a registered dietitian and the education coordinator in the Healthy Lifestyles program of Children's Mercy Family Health Partners. Today we will be discussing issues in dealing with childhood obesity, which is becoming an epidemic in our country. One third of all children are either overweight or obese, and it is the goal of the Healthy Lifestyles program to help families make the changes that they need to make. For more information about the Healthy Lifestyles program and the role of the health coaches within the Healthy Lifestyles program, please visit our website at www.fhp.org or call us. Our customer service line in Kansas is 1-877-347-9363. In Missouri, our customer service line is 1-800-347-9363. This section is about eating breakfast. A healthy breakfast, so important. Why?
Well, especially for kids, we know that kids who eat breakfast perform better in school, they behave better, and they can concentrate more. So that's one real important reason for breakfast. And when we think about adults, we know that adults who eat breakfast actually eat less calories throughout the whole day. Not only does it give us better energy, but it can help us maintain a healthy weight.
But my child doesn't like breakfast foods. What can I give him for breakfast?
Breakfast really doesn't have to be the traditional cereal or toast and eggs. I'm personally not a huge breakfast food fan either. You can get creative. Find out what they want to eat for breakfast. A leftover piece of pizza and a piece of fruit is way better than no breakfast at all. Or maybe a granola bar with a piece of cheese and a piece of fruit. Walking out the door when you're in a rush is okay. Just getting something to eat is going to help them perform better in school. And we also know that just by eating breakfast, it can reduce their risk of having insulin resistance or pre-diabetes.
How do I know if I'm choosing a healthy breakfast food, though?
If you want to have a real healthy breakfast that's going to give you energy all the way through lunch, you want to try to have a whole grain, a protein food, a fruit, and a low-fat dairy. A whole grain food would be something like whole wheat bread or oatmeal or cereal. To get the best cereal, you want to pick something that has 3 grams of fiber or more per serving. Protein foods are things like meat, cheese, eggs, nuts, peanut butter. And those give you energy that lasts a lot longer, the protein foods. And dairy things would be like low-fat yogurt or low-fat milk. And then the fruit, it could be a fresh fruit or a frozen fruit or even canned fruit. You want to try to get the canned fruits that are packed in their own juice or light syrup. Try to stay away from the heavy syrup.
Okay, that is great to know.